This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There goes. I think we're going to get there now. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah make it easy. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm so sorry about all the technical glitch. Maybe it was my excitement. We want to speak to someone who went for Hajj this year. Mashallah. How are you, sister?
Good, alhamdulillah. A bit tired.
How are you? Barak taqabbal Allah minna wa minkum. Yani may Allah accept it and Hajj mabrur. We're all excited for you, the whole ummah. MashaAllah.
Ameen. Wa minna wa minkum. Eid Mubarak to everyone.
Ameen. Barakallah fiqh. Tell us, my sister, how did you apply for this?
So we were waiting for the Hajj registration to open. And so when it finally did, I registered. It opened on 6th of July. I was accepted a week later. And sure. Alhamdulillah, the process was ongoing from then. We were sent our luggages to our home. We went to get our health checkup. And we got our wristbands that are connected to an app that we install in our phone. And that tracks your location to make sure that you are adhering to the isolation prior to traveling for Hajj. So the moment we left our isolation was the moment we started our Hajj travel. And then we even had another quarantine in Mecca before we started our Hajj rituals.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. So when you found out you were accepted, I mean, was it by email? Or they phoned you?
They send a message for everything. If for every notification, for every news, for every development, they just send you a message to your phone. And so that you can answer as quickly as possible and you can keep up with all the news and all the requirements as soon as possible.
So did you believe it that, look, I'm accepted to go for Hajj? Did you actually, were you, because obviously you're one out of millions of people who wanted to do the Hajj. So how was that excitement?
Subhanallah, the excitement. I just kept thinking something will go wrong in this whole process. And I'm surely not gonna, this is just, you know, hope. But it won't actually happen because the message that you get after you are accepted is that you are accepted as a candidate for Hajj. You don't directly get your Hajj permit directly. Yes. You are supposed to apply for a Hajj permit afterwards and then receive your Hajj permit. So I was worried, I was sleepless. I was hoping everything, every step will go fine so that I can finally... I was just fearing that I would not actually get to go, that my test, I would be positive for corona or something might come up until I was standing there in front of the Kaaba, first row in front of the Kaaba, and I was just overwhelmed. I was just so overwhelmed.
We were watching the crowds and we were just saying, who are these lucky people? Subhanallah. So alhamdulillah, we're speaking to you. So where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Macedonia.
Mashallah. And you live in Saudi Arabia?
Yes. Have been here for 6 years.
Mashallah. May Allah bless you and grant you ease and goodness. So, you know, we saw on the television the order. There was so much of order. You guys entered in single file like a school trip with the school teacher, you know. It was amazing how you went and you walked and you knew your place. Were you trained or were you told what to do? What happened?
We actually weren't trained. I actually was getting most of my information visually from the Haramain underlined info where I could see the tracks being placed for every Hajj to know their place.
Alhamdulillah,
we're back to normal.
Bless her, mashallah. She must be so much. that's amazing. That's amazing, mashallah. Mashallah.
She's very, very, very shy.
Yeah, no problem. I mean, I have quite a few kids, mashallah, and it's so nice. I like it when they cry sometimes. It just, you know, it shows that you're human and they are too, mashallah.
Yeah. Mashallah, alhamdulillah.
You know, the amazing thing, subhanallah, that I also noticed was that everyone just knew, you know, when you had to do the tawaf, everyone stood around the Kaaba and suddenly it started. So, like, was there a sound or was there a signal to say now we're starting, or you just see people walking?
No, so the way it went was that my group was the first group to arrange themselves around the Kaaba.
Yes.
And then the rest of the women, and then it was the men. And we waited for everyone to be in their position before we started.
Everyone was in their position.
We were ready.
It's
to
amazing
start.
How, wow, subhanallah, subhanallah. That's amazing. Because we noticed the women were given special treatment. Like the women were the ones who were closer to the Kaaba. The women were the ones who were there first. So did you find that was the case? I mean, that wasn't the case from what we saw. So did you find that amazing?
Actually, I did not expect for that to happen. I was... I thought that just like in Salah, how the men come first and the women are in the back, that's how Tawaf would be. And wow. I was surprised at just seeing us being there in the first row, just Mashallah. Being so close to the Kaaba. When and last time I saw the Kaaba, I was standing on the top floor.
Subhanallah.
There was
Subhanallah.
No way. It was way too crowded. There was no way. When I went for Umrah, there was no way to be any closer.
Amazing. Subhanallah. And obviously the Hajar and everything was closed, right?
The what?
The Hajar Aswad. The Hajar Aswad.
Hajar Aswad, yes, yes. Yes, it was. It was. And there was security on each corner of the Kaaba. And our leader was the first one to stand on the green line where you're supposed to say Bismillah Allahu Akbar and say salam to the black stone. And then we just, so there was a social distance placed between each Hajji, and there was a black square for where each person is supposed to stand. We knew exactly where we were supposed to stand.
Can I ask
so
you a
the
question?
The organization was absolutely perfect.
Amazing. Did you bump into anyone throughout your journey of Hajj?
No.
Subhanallah.
No,
wow,
no.
That must be amazing. No. Have you been for Umrah before?
Yes, I have been for Umrah twice. And this was easier than Umrah because I remember after Umrah having lower back pain from the walking. And this was just the Jamarat especially. We just hopped off the bus, grabbed our pebbles, stoned the Jamarat, and went to Mina. And I was like, wow, that took like 5 minutes.
May Allah bless you guys. And really, so you were kept in a hotel, and how did the food come to you? Did you have to go down because of Corona? They might have brought the food to your rooms.
Yes, the food was brought to our room. But there was a food box, amazing food, alhamdulillah, mashallah. So we used that time to familiarize ourselves with the rituals of Hajj. We were doing Hajj Ifrad. We took that time to really get into the mental state and read and get information and see how everything is going to go. Just really prepare ourselves. It was a very good time well spent. We needed time to prepare ourselves.
Mashallah. Something I noticed is everyone was concentrating on ibadah. No, I saw nobody was trying to take photos. Nobody was being distracted by phones and all of that. And meaning, did you guys put away your phones or maybe for concentration purposes? Or how did that work?
We did not put away our phones. However, this was an experience where you are not You are not distracted by other people. You can pull out your dua list and make dua. You Amazing. Can use your time however you wish. You don't have to think about someone bumping into you or stepping onto your shoes. Or I have not been to Hajj before, so for me, as amazing as it was, I don't have much to compare it to, except for my previous Umrah experiences. And this was even easier than that. This was even easier than making regular Umrah.
Subhanallah. You know, that was amazing. So when you went to Mina the first day, you were all in specific tents. I saw some of the videos of the brothers. They were quite spaced out. Like, you know, they gave you a place all on your own. How was that?
In Mina, actually, we had, I was in a room with three other sisters. So at the corner of the room, at each corner was one sister with her bed, with her table, with everything. And we had to, you know, keep distance between them as well. And so we would just talk standing from our beds, and we didn't go to other rooms. We didn't have anyone come to our rooms. Just the catering people and our admin and our leader, just people to give us news and everything. But we didn't really, we kept the social distancing. We weren't really in others' rooms, hanging out, joking, keeping close. No. We all stuck to the rules.
MashaAllah. May Allah bless you and grant you ease and goodness. I don't know if anyone wants to ask a quick question. Perhaps they can type it out. But my sister, you've really given us a little bit of an insight there. And we thank you for your time. And mashallah, tabarakallah, may Allah bless you and your loved ones. Did you make any new friends there from probably the two sisters you were with in Mina?
Yes. I'm such good friends with them now. We became best friends overnight. I really enjoyed their
The whole Ummah really was so happy. We were all saying that there must be something that these people have done that Allah has taken them there. The struggles in your life, the difficulties, the uncertainty, the tests from Allah, calamity, whatever it might be. You know, maybe there is something you may know, you may not know, but Allah chose you over all of us. So, mashallah, we're so happy to be speaking to you this evening, mashallah. So, yeah, alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. And is there anything else you want to add? Like maybe something you want to say to those who organized it all? Because I see no one has any negative comments. It was just so positive, mashallah.
Yes, it was a very positive experience. It was very, we felt very safe knowing that everyone is looking out for us. Everyone is trying to make sure that we adhere to the rules. And I would like to thank the Ministry of Hajj and Umrah. I would like to thank every person who was working backstage that we didn't get to meet, that we didn't get to talk to, everyone that was involved, everyone that helped me, everyone that tried to find a solution to every one of my problems, to every one of my complaints, that worked with me, that answered my questions, that tried to get translators for me, as my Arabic is not the strongest. I'm especially spoken Arabic here in Saudi Arabia, and everyone was just cooperating so well that we were able to focus on ibadah and focus on making the most of Hajj and focusing on getting the most rewards. We actually, there hasn't been a Hajj like this in a long time where we practice every sunnah. We went to Mosque Namira to listen to the khutbah. We followed every sunnah. We did it at the right time, when it's supposed to happen. We did all the extra deeds. And inshallah, may Allah accept everyone's hajj. And may Allah make it possible for everyone that wants to go there. Definitely, inshallah, everyone has used the day of Arafah to make dua for hajj. Everyone that wants to go, inshallah, they've made dua for hajj. Because I made dua for hajj last year on day of Arafah, and alhamdulillah, my dua was accepted. So please make dua, anything is possible.
MashaAllah. And how many were you? Do you know the number roughly? Was it, some people were saying a few thousand, some people were saying 10,000, 1,000. Do you know the number?
We don't know the number, but it actually looked like a lot less. It actually looked like a lot less.
So a few thousand, I guess.
We feel very blessed.
Yeah, from the Mataf. But alhamdulillah, it was so good. And, you know, I want to give a shout out to my friends at Haramain_info who have arranged this particular live with you. And they are the ones who have helped so many of the Hujjaj. They have live streams of whatever is going on in the Haramain 24/7. So alhamdulillah. And you say you benefited from them. I'm sure so many others did as well.
Alhamdulillah. Jazakallah khairan to them. They were covering every detail. We knew everything that was going on. And alhamdulillah, they've been very helpful just to see visually how would Hajj take place. Alhamdulillah.
Barakallah feekum. Thank you so much, sister. And shukran for your time.
Welcome.
And Allah
bless
you and your family. And jazakumullah khair for agreeing to speak with us. And it was so beautiful. I just want to say that the whole ummah felt that these were the special few who represented us, who wanted to go. So mashallah, it's just so nice to be speaking to. I'm sure from the footage that was there of the Hujjaj, you must have spotted yourself in some of those videos, right?
I spotted myself at the Jamarat stoning. I was one of the two women that was photographed with Jamarat stoning. There was so many cameras, so much crew, so many people just making sure that we're adhering to the rules. So many people just saying social distance. So it's definitely going to help me now to maintain that in my everyday life after the quarantine, of course.
MashaAllah. May Allah give you good health and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you acceptance and take all of us, inshallah. I pray that everything restores to normal. Jazakumullah khair, sister. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Salaam.
MashaAllah, that was a sister who had gone for Hajj this year. SubhanAllah, I was trying to get hold of her earlier in the session, but unfortunately I couldn't see her name, and then we managed to get hold of her. She's from Macedonia, living in Saudi Arabia somewhere, and she had applied and online, and she was accepted and told that she is a candidate. And then the excitement was such that she couldn't even believe that she was going to be there until she was right in front of the Kaaba. She says the women were given preferential treatment. They were put closest to the Kaaba, and then the men. And I'm supposing the reason is the circle around the Kaaba is smaller, closer to the Kaaba. That was for the sisters. And the one that was further away was for the men, you know. So mashallah, it was good. The food was good. The accommodation was good. They took care of them completely. Arafah, Mina, Muzdalifah, everywhere. And mashallah, it was really good. She had some very, very good words to say about the organizers, the ministry, and all of those who made this happen. May Allah accept it from everyone. And may Allah grant everyone goodness and acceptance. Barakallah feekum, my brothers and sisters. I hope you enjoyed this session. I really did. And listening to what the sister had to say just made me, subhanallah, feel that, you know, that Allah has definitely chosen people for a reason. She said something very interesting. She made a dua last Hajj during the Arafah, on the day of Arafah. Oh Allah, take me for Hajj. And this year Allah took her for Hajj against all odds. The message she had was, don't lose hope. Anything is possible. Make dua to Allah and, you know, Allah will grant it to you. So, barakallah feekum, my brothers and sisters. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.